from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Rough travel conditions continue. There's been some melting, but many roads still ice-covered and dangerous. We're not expecting to go above freezing today. High temperature around 30, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Wind chill will linger in the teens today, tonight, and tomorrow morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 17 with clear skies. We won't go above freezing till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. That would be 40 hours straight. High tomorrow, 43. Low tomorrow night, 21. A little better Friday with a high in the low 50. 61 on Saturday with sunshine sounds good, and mid-60s Sunday? Oh my gosh, it sounds like a tropical vacation. Our weather app will be your best friend during this Arctic outbreak. Get it on your phone today. It's very helpful with hourly conditions, also wind chill, and push notifications for watches and warnings. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A winter weather advisory in effect for Alabama today and tomorrow. Governor Kay Ivey's issued a state of emergency ahead of potential severe winter weather today. There is the potential for snow, possibly ice, starting late this afternoon and into Wednesday. Get Rich Thomas's weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather, and keep listening to this Blue Water radio station for weather updates from the Rich Thomas Weather Network. If you need a place to shelter, Beulah Baptist Church, 3703 Roser Parks Avenue, will be open this afternoon at 5 p.m. Volunteers are also needed at the center. Montgomery Police Department released its 2017 crime statistics. Overall, crime in the capital city down, but violent crime was up 1.58%. Criminal homicides, aggravated assaults showed an increase. Aggravated assaults tracks the number of shots fired into cars and occupied dwellings. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. That is great. Also, we're doing the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket for Friday. That is open to any caller that would like to call in. All you have to do is tell us that you want to get in on the drawing. Let's see here. I mean, okay, Chantilly is now back open, the mayor told me. So that's good. If you're thinking about going out to the Costco area and all of that, the Chantilly is back into back in action, as they would say. Okay, man, that was interesting talking to the mayor, particularly on the education portion of that conversation.
It was. And I'm very happy because, I mean, I did bring it up over the last few weeks, not with any agenda. I was just surprised there's no MLK statue in the city. So to hear that that has come together along with the speeches and the church opening up, I think that's fantastic.
Me too.
And I'm wondering, are they going to find out on Chantilly, like the Ark of the Covenant or maybe the Grail?
I love it. It's the city does. Snow and Montgomery don't go too well together, I can tell you that. Okay, final hour of the Dan Moore Show, 272-9228, as we had mentioned. We did the Peter Alexander, we did part two, right?
Yes.
Okay. We did Lindsey Graham. Let's get into the Christian Welker talking about the Bannon testimony. This is interesting.
NBC News has learned exclusively that FBI agents visited the home of the president's former top advisor, Steve Bannon, last week, just days before he would appear on Capitol Hill. And now it's expected he will cooperate with the special counsel. It's yet another sign investigators are zeroing in on the president's inner circle. Those dramatic developments come with just 3 days until the government is set to shut down. This morning, Steve Bannon back in the spotlight after a marathon 11-hour meeting with House investigators looking into Russian election meddling Tuesday. Now, new details about the days leading up to that testimony. According to a source familiar with the matter, FBI agents showed up at Bannon's home last week, hoping to serve him a subpoena from the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bannon directed the FBI to contact his new attorney, according to two sources, teeing up what could be a face-to-face encounter between the former White House chief strategist and Mueller's team. Meanwhile, two sources familiar with Tuesday's hearing on Capitol Hill tells NBC News, Bannon told the House Intelligence Committee the White House told him not to answer questions about his time working alongside the president, that prompting the committee to issue a subpoena of its own, demanding more information.
This is the broadest effort to effectively gag a witness that we have seen.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on defense.
No one's encouraged him to be anything but transparent.
Now, when they said the part where got a visit from the FBI, the first thing that you thought of was more of the Paul Manafort visit to the FBI.
Right. A raid.
A raid. But that's not what happened. They were basically delivering a subpoena to him. But that, which I believe good journalism should have been that they should explain that. Because it denotes something kind of different. But Bannon also, something that broke earlier this morning, is that Bannon's attorney was texting the White House during Bannon's testimony, and he would be asked questions, and they were asking, telling the White House, allegedly, this is what the question, can we answer this or not? Because he was under a gag order from a document that he signed that said he could not talk about certain things having to do with the transition and his time at the White House, under confidentiality of an executive. So let's continue with Christian Welker and the closing of government and DACA.
It all comes amid a fierce fight on Capitol Hill, with Republicans scrambling to avoid a government shutdown, pushing for a short-term spending deal that would fund the government for 4 weeks while extending health care for low-income children for 6 years. But it would punt on the most divisive issue of DACA, the program which protects Dreamers, the nearly 800,000 undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children, is set to expire this spring. Overnight, Republicans daring Democrats to vote against it.
It'll be pretty obvious if the government does shut down who's responsible.
Overnight, the Senate's top Democrat sending this message to the president after Mr. Trump reportedly expressed a preference for European immigrants over those from Africa during an immigration meeting with lawmakers last Thursday.
If you want to begin the long road back to prove you're not prejudiced or bigoted,
support the bipartisan compromise that three Democrats and three Republicans have put before you.
And it's that he said, she said over whether President Trump called African nations S-hole countries that initially derailed budget talks.
This has turned into a S-show.
Those sharp words during a Capitol hearing with Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was pressed about the details of that explosive Oval Office meeting.
What was that strong language?
Let's see. Strong language. There was apologies. I don't remember specific word.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker wasn't buying it.
Your silence and your amnesia is complicity.
Now, as for that plan to keep the government open, it's being floated by House Republicans. And this morning, it's not clear they have enough votes to get the bill passed. For his part, President Trump will be on Capitol Hill to pay tribute to former Senator Bob Dole later today, a chance to apply pressure to lawmakers who may be on the sidelines, Savannah and Hoda.
Cory Booker, in the way he handled that, first of all, you can tell he's running for president because he's got this righteous indignation, and the look on his face is just amazing to me. And he is just like, you're complicit in this whole thing, and, you know, I'm going to dishonor you because you're not telling the truth. And by the way, Cory Booker has got a very sketchy past and how he kind of ascended in his mayorhood, and then he said he lived in a particular part of town and didn't live there, and misrepresented himself in a lot of different areas. But that to me was just incredible that he even did that and the way that he did it. So let me kind of hit to something a little better, and that's kind of building off of what Nielsen said in her testimony yesterday, which had a lot more to do with this meeting that happened with Trump than kind of getting down to the facts. So Jeff Sessions, and you're going to like that. This is the old Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions, the DOJ just finished a report talking about immigrants and illegal immigrants and crime and such and border security. Let's listen in.
Given these numbers, it does give new urgency, I think, to the immigration negotiations going on right now in Washington. You were involved in a number of efforts, I think in 06, 07, 13, to scuttle attempts at amnesty. And during that time, I remember you saying the Washington establishment supports any kind of border enforcement as long as it doesn't work. What did you mean by that?
That's exactly correct. Anytime a proposal like a wall or to fix this idea that you can claim you're afraid to go home and you get to stay in the United States, or you have problems where we provide subsidies to people who come illegally, the more you subsidize it, the more you get of something. These kind of failed policies are just never going to work, and the American people don't believe in it, and we've been trying to reform it, and every time you come up with a reform that works gets blocked. And so President Trump has said, we have immigration, we want immigration, but we want to vet these people. We want to know who they are and make sure they're going to be productive people, people who will flourish in America, who are going to not be terrorists, not be criminals, and that's exactly correct for America. It's just unbelievable to me that we have the resistance we're having today to the reforms that are on the verge. We are close to having reforms that will actually work today.
Now, doesn't that sound like the old Jeff Sessions?
Indeed.
And he, one thing I've learned about Jeff Sessions, there's certain topics that you get him on and he is passionate about. Border security and immigration is one. Every time we have just touch that button when he has been on the show, he is just, it's like he is in it. He's instantly engaged. He is telling you exactly how he feels. He is one of the rare people, and Trump is also, that the border security people actually endorsed Trump. I think that's the first time they've ever done that. But they were firmly behind Jeff Sessions all during the time when he was in the Senate, but particularly when he was at being nominated for the Attorney General. But I love this. I love to see Jeff Sessions back into action here. And I think that what we're going to find out as these things start unwinding here, we've had the Uranium One, another indictment that's happened with that. We now know solidly that they're looking at the email situation re-looking at the email situation. There's going to be some testimony this week in Congress by people with the FBI on that, who has some problems with that, who did the first clearing, but also some other people that are involved in it. I think we're going to find out that Jeff Sessions is conducting an investigation into that, investigation into Uranium One, an investigation into leaks, and who did the leaks. They just nabbed a guy who was a China nationalist that arrested him that was doing some work in the CIA. That just happened yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. But I believe what we're going to find out in the fullness of time is that Jeff Sessions has quietly and methodically been having all these investigations going on, as I was told, in November of 2017, investigate the investigations. And I believe that is exactly what's happened. And I think there's going to be some shoes that are going to fall from this. So let me do this. Joey's telling me we need to go to a break. So we'll do Dan Moore Show. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's Sleep Sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closets.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now, our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal housing opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Stock market is now over 300 points. Just came off a new 52-week high. Hit 26,115 just a little while ago. You know, we're talking about who's listening out there. People are listening. Jana's listening with her kids, enjoying the snow today. Said a whole bunch of people are out there building snowmen and all that kind of stuff. I'd be interested to watch what the drive home is going to be like and seeing how many snowmen are going to be populated out at the McGee Estates area. Okay, so let's go back into Jeff Sessions. He was, again, he's really back to his old self. He's going to talk about the kind of the plan that Durbin and Graham were talking about. He's going to kind of give him a backhanded slap here. Let's listen.
And that voters voted for, by the way, in 2016.
A big issue in this election. Trump took it directly to the American people. It was a huge factor in his victory. Yet the same crowd that fought for the amnesty before is still trying to scuttle good reforms today.
So apparently, here are features of the proposal we're now looking at. It would fund 10% of the proposed border wall, about 70 miles out of 2,000. No enforcement, basically. You can't deport anybody. It would expand chain migration. Dreamers could bring their relatives. It makes a diversity lottery more low-skilled. It doesn't seem like it's moving in the right direction.
Totally unjustifiable. That cannot be. That is not a proposal that has any prospect of success. They need to look at the proposal that House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Goodlatte has proposed. That will work. It will end the illegality, make a tremendous progress toward ending illegality, and make the system work better. That's what the American people want. And the objectors, the sanctuary cities, the New Jersey policy you just talked about, those are policies that favor illegality. They subsidize illegality. They encourage illegality. American people are sick of that. It's time to end it. The choice is clear, and it's going to be even clearer this year. We're going to have some votes in Congress. People need to be held to account. Are you going to fix this system, create a system that protects America? We know that, as you said, 73% of the people who've been arrested for terrorism came here, were born abroad. So if they had been properly screened and rejected, we wouldn't have had these attacks in our country.
Okay. So one of the things Lindsey Graham said is, you know, I want Donald Trump back that I saw on Tuesday, and we had a different Donald Trump on Thursday. And the Donald Trump on Tuesday had laid out to everybody that was in that room what his conditions were. He wanted border security. He wanted a DACA plan. He wanted to change chain migration that was out there and do more vetting of people coming into to the country. The bill that was just described by Jeff Sessions didn't do any of that. It kept chain migration. It allowed amnesty for up to 11 million people that were there. There are no deportation that's going to happen. And it bundled everybody in. And Lindsey Graham earlier said, you're not going to get a comprehensive plan. You're not going to get a comprehensive immigration plan. Well, if you're dealing with 11 million people, you're trying to get a comprehensive plan. And I believe what happened is Donald Trump sat down with these folks, they presented it, and then he was kind of like, this doesn't have anything to do with what I want. It absolutely is amazing. So now let's listen to Jeff Sessions kind of talk about why not more like you.
Someone I spoke to with direct knowledge said that in his meeting with the president on immigration, Lindsey Graham summed up his closing argument by reciting Emma Lazarus's poem from the Statue of Liberty.
Man.
Not really a case that you'd expect Republicans to be making. Why aren't there more articulate Republican members of the Congress making the case that you just made?
Well, I wish there were, actually. I think people need to get focused on this. We are not against immigration. The president is not against immigration. What the American people want, have a right to, and what's good for America is a system of immigration. And when we admit people to our country, we should be like Canada. We should evaluate them and make sure they're going to be lawful, they're not threats to us, they have the education and skills leveled to prosper in America. That's good for them and good for America. What good does it do to bring in somebody who's illiterate in their own country, has no skills, and is going to struggle in our country and not be successful? That is not what a good nation should do, and we need to get away from it. A good debate needs to be happening this year. The president is right on the lottery. That's ridiculous. How absurd is that for a policy for a great nation? We need to tighten up on our admission of people from dangerous areas of the globe where we can't vet, where we have high numbers of terrorists that live in those areas. We should certainly be more careful and limit that kind of immigration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the old Jeff Sessions, very passionate about what he's saying. He's spot on. And I think they may actually get this done, and here's how I think it's going to happen. I think they're going to get a continuing resolution done for spending that's going to take them into February. I think they're then going to really lay this out, an immigration plan, hitting the points that Donald Trump wanted to hit, and I believe they're going to take it out to the public. And when they do that, I think the public it was really going to change. Okay, I've got to add to a shout-out of Jana and company, but Janae and Brantley, also the kids that are enjoying the snow today. Joey, you remember your snow days?
Oh yeah.
What did you do? You built a snowman.
Snowmen, snowballs,
snowball fights.
And when I was in college, I built a beer cooler.
A beer cooler?
Yeah, we made a little beer igloo.
Beer igloo. I like that. When I was in college, we went to the cafeteria and got the trays and went down the hill at slide.
Yeah,
I had one guy, he was going so fast, he lost control, and he got pinned underneath the car. We had to get him out of there. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
there. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right. You heard me. 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency. So if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. Countdown to a shutdown. Congress has less than 3 days to keep the government running.
The president certainly doesn't want a shutdown, and if one happens, I think you only have one place to look, and that's to the Democrats, who are holding our military and our national security hostage by trying to push through other policies that have nothing to do with the budget.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, Democrats want the spending bill to include a fix for the program that shields immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
Get this done, because every week that we delay, 1,000 dreamers fall out of status and risk deportation.
Congresswoman Linda Sanchez of California. California authorities charging a suspect for the murder of an Ivy League college student. Blaise Bernstein disappeared 2 weeks ago while home on winter break. Samuel Woodward is accused of stabbing Bernstein multiple times. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Rough travel conditions continue. There's been some melting, but many roads still ice-covered and dangerous. We're not expecting to go above freezing today. High temperature around 30, northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Wind chill will linger in the teens today, tonight, and tomorrow morning. Overnight low temperature tonight, 17 with clear skies. We won't go above freezing till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. That would be 40 hours straight. High tomorrow, 43. Low tomorrow night, 21. A little better Friday with a high in the low 50. 61 on Saturday with sunshine sounds good, and mid-60s Sunday, oh my gosh, it sounds like a tropical vacation. Our weather app will be your best friend during this Arctic outbreak. Get it on your phone today. It's very helpful with hourly conditions, also wind chill, and push notifications for watches and warnings. It's free. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Coming around the bend. About to head out of here.
When the lights go down in the city.
272-9228. Love this song.
Ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
There's a another thing we're gonna be doing, the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card in just a little bit, but that's for first-time callers. Secretary of State, I believe, of Kansas, who helped Trump write the immigration policy, he was on Fox this morning, and, yeah, how would changing sanctuary city leaders work, charging them? And Nielsen was asked a question, and you're going to hear the answer. It will be the opening, then it's going to go into discussion with him. But she was asked a question, is the Department of Justice working on anything on dealing with some of these city leaders that are out there concerning sanctuary cities? Listen in.
My question is whether DHS is currently working with the Justice Department to bring
Section 8 U.S.C. 1324 charges or any criminal charges against state or local officials.
The Department of Justice is reviewing what avenues might be available. The context of this is, of course, not only putting my ICE officers at risk, but also finding an efficient and effective way to enforce our immigration laws.
Chris, do you think it's going to come to this? Do you think we're going to see Rahm Emanuel, Mayor de Blasio in cuffs?
Well, it's certainly possible. You know, there is a section in our criminal code dealing with immigration that makes it a crime to encourage or induce an illegal alien to remain in the country, knowing that he's an illegal alien or with reckless indifference to the fact that he's probably an illegal alien. And that's the actions by these city councils to create these sanctuary laws actually would fall within that crime. Now, it's up to the Justice Department to decide whether they want to charge him with it. But, you know, this crime's been on the books since 1952. And in the past, it's been used to charge, say, a business owner who provides incentives for illegal aliens to remain and keep working for him. And that's, you know, he's helping maybe 4 or 5 illegal aliens. These city leaders are helping 400,000 or 500,000 illegal aliens. So the gravity of their actions is far greater than what people who are spending time behind bars have done.
Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan. I was glad to see that Apple's repatriating the $350 billion over the next 5 years to the country.
I know.
And I just couldn't help but watch. I hate to miss your show for a few minutes, but I just... But Sarah Huckabee, you know, Sanders, I just love to see her her attitude. She looks so disgusted with the stupid questions that she's asked.
She does. The way she rolls her eyes, that's what I like.
Yeah, she'll turn. But she knows everybody's name. She doesn't forget. You know, she's very sharp. But it looks like she's totally disgusted because she gets such stupid questions, and the first question was about Trump's health, I think, about his doctor's capabilities and stuff like that. But just wanted to mention, real glad to see Dallas as high as it is, and Apple repatriating, and good things coming from the president's wise tax moves.
Well, how about this? How much have you heard about it on the national media?
Oh, zero.
Yeah. I mean, this is in our conference call this morning with Ameriprise. They were going that this is historic because they could see that the opening was going to open up really high today. And when you look at how deep this market is and the number of companies, it's not just 30, it's everybody is moving. It is absolutely incredible.
Yes. I remember back 25 or so years ago, and the big headlines when it broke 1,000 for the first time, and you know it was in the front of the Anniston Star, and you know every time it crossed a barrier of the 2,000, it was big headlines and first thing in the news. But now that it's 26,000, it's not to be mentioned.
Well, and the amazing thing is going from 18,000 to 26,000. That's the deal.
Yes, sir. I think they should count it from his the time he was elected and not when he actually took office, because that's when it really started to go up, was after his election date. It started. Well, thank you so much, James.
Thanks, James. I appreciate you. Let me fit Eric in here. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, Eric. How are you?
I'm fine. I found out that I was right, what they was trying to do about trying to call Trump a racist and then using that for fodder against him in this negotiation.
Of course.
It's sickening to watch them do that. They're making nothing out of nothing and trying to, I guess they're trying to bully somebody, but they're really... I don't get it. Man's trying to do what he wants to do. Man's trying to do what's best.
Eric, you're dropping out. You're dropping off a little bit. No, something's wrong with your cell phone. And basically, what they're doing is they're going back to their playbook. And so, if you're going to be talking about immigration issues, then you want the person that you're going to criticize to basically be seen as a racist, because then he can't be fair, is the way the media is going to play it. Then, if they're making big decisions about things like North Korea and things like that, well, then you want to call them unstable because they may get us into a nuclear war. But there's a big difference between being tough, which is what I think he's doing in North Korea, and also going and being pragmatic, which is what I think he's doing with immigration. He pragmatically knows you have got to have border security before you do any type of extended immigration policy.
That's what I wish. I just let him do. You know, he's a dealmaker. So he's going to give the Democrats some concessions, and we all know that. And it's better than just getting totally bent over the barrel. You know, we're going to get a little piece here and a little piece there, but they just want it all their way all the time.
Yep, that's exactly right, because that's a block voting group for them, and they want that, and they need that very badly. Eric, would you like to get in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Sure.
Give me your month and day of birth.
128.
He's got a birthday coming up soon.
I didn't get the national championship. Maybe I'll give me a gift certificate.
Eric, we're going to be doing the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket on Friday, okay?
All right. I'll try to listen. I have to sneak and listen to y'all at work.
Well, try to listen in. If not, just call in towards the end of the show, and we'll tell you who the winner is.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Eric. 272-9228. The Sanctuary City thing is kind of interesting. Is that if they're not doing something, and I don't see them doing it because I think executing it would be difficult, but I do see them threatening somebody with this and then trying to get the citizens plugged into this.
But say I am de Blasio, I am Rahm Emanuel, mm-hmm. I would welcome it. I would love to see the feds come arrest me.
Well, that's why I don't think they're executed. But you got to remember, there are people in these communities who think that this is clearly the wrong thing to do and you're not upholding the law. And you hear that loud and clear in Chicago. Matter of fact, it's one of the reasons that people are saying, this was in, believe it or not, Chicago Tribune, one of the reasons they're leaving Chicago is because of this very policy. This policy, the policing, and the crime level. That's what's happening with it. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
I wonder if you want tax dollars going to people who got here illegally or to the people that need it who are here legally and paying into the system, even if sometimes illegals do pay in some way a degree of taxes. Chris, you know what the raging debate now is, the Democrats want DACA. The Republicans say in exchange for legitimate border security, end of chain migration, end of the lottery system. And we're going to be looking at a lockout because no one can agree. What's your solution?
You know, DACA, the amnesty for nearly a million illegal aliens, the average age is 24. Their criminality is twice that of the comparable American population. We just saw a study out of Arizona. It's bad for America. So if we were to grant a DACA amnesty, you'd have to have, in my opinion, all the things that President Trump outlined and you just mentioned, plus E-Verify. E-Verify right now is only mandatory in a few states. You'd have to make it mandatory everywhere to ensure that the flood of illegal aliens who are going to come in, every time we have an amnesty, it brings another flood of illegal aliens. We got to make sure that they aren't stealing jobs from Americans as well. So you'd have to have E-Verify in addition to all those other law enforcement measures. Look, the Democrats aren't even willing to give anything. So at this point, I don't see how there's any deal on the table.
Right. And I guess you don't have for people in Kansas, is there, should they worry about that ever becoming a sanctuary state?
We actually do have three sanctuary counties in our state, but we're working on trying to end that here in Kansas, and hopefully we will.
And hopefully they will. This guy's pretty sharp, by the way. He's very much involved in the immigration issue with the Trump transition team. Okay, so this kind of passes over. And again, this is a big story of what Nielsen said about DOJ and the fact that they have this report. And this is the kind of timber that they need to make the case. And if you can go out and you can get a group of surrogates out there talking to the nation about a plan for DACA and for border security and for immigration and chain migration, if you can get out there and get that on a platform, you are going to win this thing, because all you have to do is go talk about it in Missouri, talk about it in Indiana, talk about it in North Dakota, talk about it in Florida, and those senators are going to start changing their minds because they're going to hear those footsteps are coming. Let's listen to Cortez, who was an advisor to Trump on Hispanic issues.
My question is whether DHS is currently working with the Justice Department.
to bring Section 8 U.S.C. 1324 charges or any criminal charges against state or local officials.
The Department of Justice is reviewing what avenues might be available. The context of this is, of course, not only putting my ICE officers at risk, but also finding an efficient and effective way to enforce our immigration laws.
Head of Homeland Security Secretary warning sanctuary city leaders who do not cooperate with federal deportation laws, they could face criminal charges. They could be arrested. Steve, what message does that send to local officials? Will it change their stance, let's say, in California?
Right. I sure hope so. Yeah. Governor Brown out in California, Mayor Emanuel here in Chicago, Mayor de Blasio there in New York. A lot of these leaders, they have brazenly defied federal law. They've neglected the safety of the citizens that they are supposed to be serving. And as Secretary Nielsen pointed out, they're putting ICE officers at risk. The honorable men and women of ICE who do so much to protect us and to keep our homeland secure. So their brazen disregard for federal law needs to be called out. And I think right. that there needs to be a personal price paid, and criminal charges may very well be in order. They call these sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. I even hate that term because it sure isn't a sanctuary for the law enforcement officers who have to deal with known right. criminals who hide in plain sight. It sure wasn't sanctuary for Kate Steinle.
Before we get to this little quick break here, I want to play the second part of this while it's kind of fresh in my mind. This guy is a real regular. He lives in Chicago. He was somebody that, when Trump made some comments, he kind of stepped aside of the Trump operation, but then quickly saw, as things were kind of coming together, Jeff Sessions and people like that, and kind of tried to get back in with the Trump operation. But he's been very much a supporter of Trump on these very issues. Let's listen in the second part of this.
But Governor Phil Murphy, the brand new governor taking over Chris Christie, says, hey, come one, come all to illegals. We'll protect you. What kind of message is that?
Well, you know, isn't it amazing? So he wants to use taxpayer funds, by the way, to protect and promote the entrance of illegal immigrants to New Jersey rather than the citizens of New Jersey. You know, last time I checked, Camden, New Jersey, Trenton, Newark, these places are not exactly nirvana. It's not like everything is well there. And they don't have to worry in New Jersey about their own citizens, and they can take care of illegal immigrants who don't belong there in the first place. So I guess I would say this, you know, how about, you know, I talk a lot about America first. To the citizens of New Jersey, how about New Jersey first? How about let's first take care of the citizens, the legal citizens of whatever creed, race, color.
Right, well, whatever. He just got elected. Real quick, today, General Kelly's going to go meet with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to try to get them to move when it comes to this budget deadlock. They've sparred before in the past. Do you expect success today?
You know, I sure hope so. And here's the good news, too, when it comes to Hispanics. Hispanic unemployment, as well as African-American unemployment, just hit an all-time low. So things are getting better, demonstrably better, for Hispanic Americans. The economy is growing. We can solve this issue regarding DACA. We need a grand deal, which I think we're going to achieve. But what I would say to my fellow Hispanics is Democrats have taken you for granted for decades. Donald Trump is the opposite of that. He is actually delivering on his promises to make your lives more right. prosperous and safe.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Wednesday. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80, big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan, arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV, or the value-priced Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'd be remiss if I did not remind you that Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Come on, see Tip Tames, David Ingram, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a sponsor of this show. Joey, shall we do the drawing before we get into the Ann Curry stuff?
Yes, I think we should. And I'll do it to the best of my ability. But I'm deteriorating over here.
Are you?
Yes, but let me do it this way. I'm going to do it with the usual fanfare. The winner of the Fresh Market $50 gift card is Byron.
Byron, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend. Be a great weekend to have that $50 gift card. So call me, Byron. Call me, Alabama. Ann Curry was on CBS Morning Show. She was formerly with the Today Show, and she kind of left in this abrupt manner. And everybody was kind of curious, including us on the show, what happened, because it was kind of this tearful deal, and there was kind of this notation that maybe Matt Lauer was kind of pushing her out. So she goes in to promote a new show that's going to be on CBS, but she spends a bunch of time talking about sexual harassment Today's show and her viewpoint of it. Let's listen in.
I do think a lot of people want to hear from you as well, because this is your first television interview, and a lot has changed in the television landscape on morning television in the last 3 months. Our former co-host, Charlie Rose, has left. Someone you anchored with, Matt Lauer, has left his broadcast. What do you make of this reckoning?
I think it's, in general, overdue. We clearly are waking up to a reality and injustice that has been occurring for some time. And I think it will continue to occur until the glass ceiling is finally broken. This is about power, a power imbalance, where women are not valued as much as men. I'm not talking about people being attracted to other people. I'm talking about people in the workplace who are powerful, who are abusing that power, and women and men are suffering. And I think the fact that people are speaking out is important, and the fact that we are moving against this imbalance of power is absolutely overdue.
Do you believe that Matt Lauer abused his power?
I'm trying to do no harm in these conversations. I can tell you that I am not surprised by the allegations.
I'm not surprised by the allegation.
All right.
So she's going to kind of move on down, and we're going to be now talking about verbal sexual harassment.
What do you mean by that, Ann?
What do you mean that you're not surprised?
Because
you had heard things, you knew things. What does that mean?
That means that See, now I'm walking down that road. I'm trying not to hurt people, and I know what it's like to be publicly humiliated. I never did anything wrong to be publicly humiliated, and I don't want to cause that kind of pain to somebody else. But I can say that because you're asking me a very direct question, I can say that I would be surprised if many women did not understand that there was a climate of verbal harassment that existed. I think it would be surprising if someone said that they didn't see that. Mm-hmm. So it was verbal sexual.
All right, let me stick with
I just don't. I'm gonna. She just said verbal sexual harassment was pervasive.
Yeah.
At NBC at the time when you were there.
You know, I don't want to. I don't want to cause more pain, but no, I'm. You're asking me a very direct question. I'm an honest person. I want to tell you that it was. Yes. Period.
It was, period. Let me see if we had somebody that just came from outside, outdoors. Did you just go drive around on the highways?
I did not drive around. I drove earlier at lunchtime. I went and got lunch for the station for the skeleton crew that's here. Mm-hmm. And snacks, because we're going to be here a while.
So. You didn't get me anything. I went down there and it was all gone.
Well, no. I tell you what, Dan. There's cookies. There's candy. There's chips. There's that white cheddar popcorn that's so good.
White cheddar popcorn, huh? Uh-huh.
Some sodas, you know.
So you what?
Fruit, and those little Baby Bell cheeses. Oh yeah.
I like that. You're my kind of snackage girl there.
We are taking care of business here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
So you're going to RON here, remain overnight?
Right now that's my plan because I live in Prattville. And I'm not trying to go over any bridges they've said not to drive. And B, I've been outside. I drove. It was when it was slushy. I was still kind of sliding around a bit. But I see all the puddles of water now that are starting to get a little crunchy. They're gonna refreeze. I'm not about black ice. Don't want to have a wreck and my insurance not cover it, kind of thing. So
she's in doom and gloom here. What part of Prattville do you live in?
I live. I guess old downtown. Live on Main Street, East Main Street.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And want a loft apartment?
No, it's like a little townhome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better for you to go the back way and go down by Maxwell Air Force Base and go that way?
Like 31?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I go in. But is 85 still closed?
I'm not sure if I'd get on 85.
Well, that's
particularly with the bridge.
Well, that's normally what I do here is I get on 85 and I go Day Street and just come down
there.
That's what I do. I don't know. I don't want to leave. I know that Joey's show, your person's not coming in tonight.
No.
Oh, you're going to help Joey out?
I'm a team player. I've been here.
You are a team player, girl.
4:30 this morning.
You are definitely a team player.
Yeah.
And I saw you brought some antifreeze with you.
I brought antifreeze?
Yes.
Oh.
that's slow on the uptake on that one.
Again, I've been here since 4:30 this morning. I was up at 3.
I did notice the bottle was open.
It's no, not open.
Just kidding.
I don't want to violate any rules. No, it's my 1-year anniversary with WACV.
Really? Indeed.
Yeah. So the guys got me that this morning to celebrate.
So you didn't bring that as a comforter?
Oh, no, I didn't, but I'm actually very happy that it's here. You just go stick it in the
snow.
But
the wax has not been broken. The seal has not been broken. Yeah, nobody's tapped it yet.
It's all good. Following
the keyword there was yes. You enjoy yourself. I'm not far from here if you need help, you get stranded
thank
here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Joey, thank you so very thank much, you. Guys. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.